ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Tuesday, mostly sunny in the upper 20s, wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 8, wind gusts as high as 20. As we head into Wednesday, a slight chance of snow showers in the afternoon. Otherwise, we're going to see partly sunny skies, high near 21, and Wednesday night, chance of snow. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 19.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday morning. Big questions about taxes and spending shaping the Kansas legislature's work after its annual session opens the 9th of this month. But the biggest question might be how much GOP moderates work with conservatives and how often they seek deals with Democrats. Lawmakers and Governor Sam Brownback must close projected budget shortfalls totaling nearly $1.1 billion through June of 2019. The Kansas Fire Marshal investigating to determine the cause of a fire that killed a Northwest Kansas woman. Sheridan County authorities say 61-year-old Linda Cook died in a fire at her home about 12 miles south and just east of Hoxie. KTV reports when firefighters arrived, they were told a person might be inside the home. The body of Cook was found inside the home as firefighters investigated. Mid-America Network News.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
There's a million places you could shop, but only one you should. The new GNC. It's a milestone. There's new lower prices and even more innovations from the best brands. And now you can earn points that turn into free cashback rewards. Now everyone wins with new lower prices and free cashback rewards. Find out more at your local GNC or GNC.com. Welcome to day one. It's one new GNC.
A Reno County 15-year-old in serious condition last night after what the sheriff's office called an accidental shooting. KTV reports a statement posted online by Reno County Sheriff Randy Henderson said the unnamed teen was shot in the chest and upper arm with a shotgun around 8 o'clock Monday night outside a barn on Nickerson Boulevard in Reno County. Henderson said, based on early information, the victim had been firing shotguns with another teenager earlier in the day. Henderson added the victim was able to talk to first responders. He was reported in serious but stable condition at a Wichita hospital. Westar Energy says its increasing use of drones in helping it work faster, save money, and improve safety for its employees. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the company sends drones to inspect equipment as well as have the unmanned aircraft navigate remote areas and manage some emergency situations. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Good Tuesday morning, Nebraska. Mid-America Network News. A Nebraska man accused of threatening to stab someone with a syringe that he said contained HIV-tainted blood has pleaded guilty to a reduced Iowa robbery charge. Court records say Omaha resident Jeshua Divas pleaded guilty Thursday in Council Bluffs courtroom and was sentenced to time served. His first conviction was overturned after he challenged evidence against him. The first weekday of 2017 proved to be an icy one for portions of Nebraska. Authorities reported working several accidents on icy highways in central and western Nebraska yesterday. Nebraska State Patrol says troopers handled several wrecks and helped people whose vehicles had slid off Interstate 80 between Maxwell and Sutherland yesterday morning. Slick roadways in Nebraska also reported at several other locations yesterday. Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported near Blue Springs in Gage County Thursday afternoon. A Lincoln man died. 41-year-old Harry N. Harp, the third of Lincoln, was the fatality. His vehicle was struck by another vehicle in the opposite lane, driven by Laura Lee Stowes, age 60, of Marysville. She apparently crossed the center line. The vehicles collided. Harry Hart, age 41 of Lincoln, was pronounced dead at the scene. Stowes and two grandsons traveling in her vehicle were taken to area hospitals. Danny M. Hackler, age 63 of Odell, passed away December 29. Announced of Christian burial Thursday, 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial in the Odell Czech Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 6 at the Fox Funeral Home. Visitation at the Fox Funeral Home after 8 a.m. Tuesday until 9 p.m. Wednesday. Fox Funeral Home, Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Danny Hackler. Weldon D. Monk Wicklander, age 80 of Odell, passed away January 1st. There will be no service. A guest book is available online at foxfuneralhome.net. Fox Funeral Home, Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Weldon Monk Wicklander. Jeanette Hansen, age 96, of Marysville, passed away December 25th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Of rosaries planned Friday at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jeanette Hansen. Wayne John Hildebrand, age 87, of Marysville, passed away December 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Wayne Hildebrand. on the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, beef and noodles, wheat bread, mashed potato, green beans, and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and peaches. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville High basketball teams at Falls City this evening. Live broadcast on AM 1570 FM 94.1. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like the cold front has moved through, which is going to bring us cooler temperatures as we head throughout the rest of this Tuesday. And thanks to another Arctic blast, we're going to see cool temperatures all the way through the end of the week. Highs only in the 20s and even only in the upper teens as we head into Thursday. It looks like as we head into the midweek, we'll see just a slight chance for some snow showers. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, mostly sunny, upper 20s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 25. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 8, wind gusts as high as 20. For Wednesday, a slight chance of snow in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, high of 21. For Wednesday night, chance of snow showers with a low near 8. For Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 19. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 5. And Friday, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early January, 39. The average low, 20. Sunset this evening at 5:13. Sunrise in the morning at 7:41. 19 degrees, breezy this morning with a north wind gusting to 15 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 3rd of January. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Cornerstone Granite, we realize that decisions affecting you and your family are important. Since we were established nearly 15 years ago, we've been proud that our family has been blessed with the many friends and neighbors that are a part of our community. It's those relationships that we hope you consider when pre-planning or serving immediate memorial needs. We've grown up here and continue to take pride in serving you as a locally owned and family-operated business. Stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or call us anytime. Find us online at cornerstonegranitememorials.com. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Granddaddy of them all lives up to its name. Hi, everybody. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Rose Bowl matchup between Penn State and USC lived up to all the hype. It was a back-and-forth game to the very end. With the Trojans down by a touchdown with a minute 20 left in the game, Sam Darnold was able to connect with Deonte Burnett to tie it up at 49.
Darnold has a lot of time. Flies over the middle. Touchdown!
Then, less than a minute later, Leon McQuay III picked off Penn State's Saquon Barkley.
Another downfield shot. Godwin! And it is intercepted this time by McQuay. Down the sidelines and knocked out.
With time expiring, USC kicker Matt Bormeister was able to steal the win.
It's good! USC wins it!
Chris Fowler with the calls on ESPN. USC wins the Rose Bowl 52-49 over Penn State. Some big-time performances in the NBA. First in Chicago, where Jimmy Butler single-handedly beat the Charlotte Hornets.
Butler on a crossover. Butler to the rim. Butler with a scoop and a score. Timeout, Charlotte. Jimmy Butler. This is your night!
Chuck Swirsky on WLS. Butler had 52 points as the Bulls triumphed over the Hornets 118-111. To Houston, where James Harden continued to stay red hot.
Harden drives, alley-oop, Harold Cohen, and dunks it, and there you go! The icing on the cake, the triple-double, the third in a row for James Harden.
Craig Ackerman on KBME. Houston beat Washington 101-91. To New Orleans, where Oklahoma and Auburn met in the 83rd Sugar Bowl. This game belonged to the Sooners. In the third quarter, Dede Westbrook caught a 7-yard pass for the touchdown.
In motion, Dede. He stops. They swing it out. Caught at the 10, to the 5. He's racing for the end zone, and he's in!
Toby Rowland from Learfield, Oklahoma beat Auburn 35-19. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
High school basketball play resumes tonight. In our broadcast feature, Marysville tips off at Falls City. Boys and girls games live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Valley Heights has a makeup game with Lynn. Frankfort will host Centralia. Delaware Dell is at Exeter Milligan and Southern at Freeman tonight. Kansas, Kansas State, live broadcast on KNDY FM, 95.5.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, most ag commodities still under pressure as 2017 gets underway. But one commodity having better luck is dairy, and those contracts higher than they were earlier last year. Some optimism surrounding future prices for dairy producers, and Rabobank expects that optimism to continue into the new year. They predict the current price rally has a lot of room to go higher thanks to lagging global milk supplies in the months ahead. Production is continuing to grow in the U.S., but Rabobank does not expect that overseas is tightening global production and that smaller stocks are predicted to be bullish for dairy prices. Other analysts do agree, saying there's a lot of interest in milk prices right now. The USDA is predicting that American dairy exports will more than quadruple over the next 10 years, and the U.S. would then become the world's third largest dairy exporter if those conditions can be met. This prediction comes after exports dropped in 2015, thanks in part to obstacles like the Russian ban on U.S. dairy products, as well as lower demand from China. Well, 2016 was a rough year for wheat farmers, as we all know. They're now trying to set themselves up for more success this year by reducing the number of planted acres. Craig Van Dyke of Top Third Ag Marketing says the rumors of drought next year are less concerning than the acreage prospects. He says they need to drastically reduce acreage to find competitive global price-wise. Soybean prices could be a big motivator for producers to switch acres from wheat to soybeans next year. And Van Dyke says he's even talked to producers in Montana who are planting soybeans for the first time ever. Advanced Trading Incorporated shares that same view, noting that unlike soybeans that can be grown in the U.S. and South America, wheat can be grown all over the world, making it difficult to trade. It's easier to keep track of what's going on in corn and beans across America versus what's going on in the rest of the world. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, one analyst sees a cut in overall U.S. planted acres for 2017. We get more from Gary Crawford.
More than likely, prices in 2017 for most farm products will be
flat or declining.
That's why USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson says he expects crop producers to cut planted acreage of the eight major crops.
We expect that to fall by about 5 million acres.
Down to 248 million overall, but farmers are not expected to cut plantings of all crops.
And we wouldn't be surprised if we saw area increasing for cotton and soybeans.
Mostly at the expense of corn.
Relative prices in the United States are expected to favor the soybeans over corn, so we see some acres of corn going into soybeans. Corn coming down to about 90 million acres.
Corn growers planted 94 million this year. On the other side, soybean acres
expected to expand by 1 to 2 million acres to near 85 million acres.
It was about 83.7 million in 2016. Johansson says cotton growers could increase plantings by 500,000 acres to 10.5 million. Look for yet another cut in wheat acres to the smallest since 1919. Gary Crawford, Washington.
In other news, starting January 9th, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is changing cancellation policies on certain conservation reserve programs. The new termination policy is intended to make it easier to pass land from one generation to the next. The land eligible for early termination is among the least environmentally sensitive lands enrolled in the program. In the past, if a landowner decided to terminate a contract early, they would normally be required to pay back all the money they received while enrolled with interest. The new policy will waive the repayment requirement only if the land is transferred to a beginning farmer or rancher through either a sale or lease with an option to buy. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
Coming soon to the Kansas Expo Center, the 28th Annual Topeka Farm Show, January 10th, 11th, and 12th. Outstanding farm and ranch equipment, free health care, ag technology, the newest in livestock handling equipment, Domer Arena, Landon Arena, and Exhibition Hall, Scott Daly Horsemanship Clinics, grand prize drawing, 50 acres of Midland VT Double Pro Seed Corn, valued at $4,560. Open at 9 a.m. daily till 5 Tuesday, 8 Wednesday, 4 p.m. Thursday. Go to tradeexpos.com. The 2017 Topeka Farm Show, January 10th, 11th, and 12th. Free admission, free.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. We all know what that is. It's agriculture, of course. This has been a challenging year, to say the least, for commodity markets and risk management. More about that after this.
Wink Products Company has been providing professional strength household cleaners and other problem solvers for nearly 70 years. So when they come up with a new solution, people listen. Wink Lime and Rust Remover dissolves rust and hard water stains, soap scum, and buildup on bathroom sinks, shower doors, tubs, toilets, and tile. It even cleans lime scale off your humidifiers, tea kettles, and cookware. Find a store near you or purchase online at wink.com. That's WHINK.com. Rely on power service this winter when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Add diesel fuel supplement plus cetane boost in the white bottle. Every time you fill up, it prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But what do you do when diesel is already gelled or iced up? Well, that's when you need power service diesel 911 in the red bottle to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get power service at auto, farm, and ranch stores nationwide.
Rich Feltus is a longtime commodity market analyst with RJ O'Brien, and he talks about what a challenging year 2016 was for his clients across Farming America.
From a risk management standpoint, it has been a very challenging year. With the late developing Argentine dryness in February, March, and then layered onto that, the shortfall in the Brazilian Safrina corn crop, their second planting of corn after soybeans. And just as you say, giving us that late spring rally. And all of that, though, came to a screeching halt in right around the 4th of July when we saw the extended guidance, the maps into July, and what looked to be adequate precip for the Midwest. And indeed, the market smelled it, and that's what happened. All of that dominoing into record corn yields, record soybean yields, record production of both, and of course eroding markets since then. Now we are in full-scale watching South America mode, and of course layered onto that are the complexities of the new administration, what may be a new approach towards China. And certainly the Chinese are very concerned, and so also our U.S. soybean growers. And we're going to ship out 32 million tons of soybeans to China this year, which is over a third of their total 88 million ton import diet on soybeans. And certainly an important and powerful lever that the Chinese may have if they don't like some of Mr. Trump's actions would be to threaten to pull back on their soybean purchases. They can't do that entirely because South America simply doesn't have enough soybeans to supply their needs. But in any event, it's these little moves at the margin that will have a marked impact on futures prices. So that's one of the key items all of us will be watching as we roll into 2017 to see how this U.S.-China trade relationship unfolds and what kind of countermeasures the Chinese may take if they don't like what Washington's doing.
You might remember a year ago the forecast was that China would be cutting back on its imports of soybeans. But it went the other way, of course, and Rich Feltus, we will talk about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
19 degrees, a chilly start to our Tuesday, a north wind gusting 10 to 15 miles an hour gives us a wind chill factor of 4 degrees this morning in Marysville. It's 7:30 from KNDY.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, it's all about the numbers in the AP Top 25 poll, and Villanova's win at number 10, Creighton, kept the Wildcats number 1 for a fifth straight week, while Baylor made the jump from 4th to 2nd. The only new member of the Associated Press Top 25 is Virginia Tech, which beat number 8, Duke, 89-75. The Hokies, 12-1, enter at number 21, their first ranking since the opening week of the 2010-2011 season. Kansas held at third, while UCLA lost to number 15, Oregon. They fell from second to fourth. Gonzaga and Kentucky both moved up two spots to fifth and sixth, respectively. Gonzaga 14-0, Villanova and Baylor are the lone unbeaten teams in Division I. Kansas State now receiving 5 votes outside of the top 25. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.